some potential. Malcolm Gould, some teams have been asking about him. Obviously, Alex Patan, you know, size is going to be maybe a little bit of an issue, but he'll get a chance somewhere. So it's interesting to see how the draft plays out, and, you know, they have all these rankings, and some kids don't get drafted. It's really an interesting process.
How much do the pros look at a defenseman and their plus-minus, Coach? Does that make a big impact on how they decide whether or not he's somebody that they want back on the blue line there?
That's just one piece of it, Dirk. I mean, you know, there's a number of things teams look at, and that's part of it.
Plus 21, that's pretty impressive.
Well, it is. When you see that for freshman defensemen playing a lot, playing against, you know, other teams' top players quite a bit. So, it's only going to help you. That won't hurt you, that stat. But, you know, they're looking at things, you know, like size and skating and compete level and, awareness, hockey sense, you know, is he a smart player? How well does he play on the road in tougher games? You know, there's a lot of things you look at. So, but I think, obviously, is the skill set and then the compete level are huge. You know, and the character, I mean, it has become more so than ever, with these young players. You know, are they going to be coachable and how that character is? So, and good for Matt. And Matt's a heck of a kid. You know, he's a fine young man, and he's done a real good job for us. Now the challenge is to get even be better next year, and I'm sure he will.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, if we could, the guys that are at camps or have been at camps. Dane Burks, Jake Jackson, Tanner, of course, Jamie Phillips, Blake in New Jersey, Matt Roy in Los Angeles, Reed Sterles in Los Angeles, too, and Cliff Watson, of course, at San Jose draft pick. How do you think how much do these camps help these guys?
Well, it does in a lot of ways. I think one of the things you saw last year with Tanner Carroll is I attribute part of his success last year due to being able to go to an NHL camp. Not all of it, but part of it. You go there, you get a feel for where you stand with all the other supposedly top young players in the system in Minnesota Wild system last year. So I thought it was really good for him. So I think it's a good exercise. They're all done differently. Like, some you're on the ice a lot, some you're not on much. So each NHL team, structures their development camp in a different way. So, but I think it's good. Like, Cliff Watson's been there 3 years in a row now, so I don't know if it's as important to him as it is maybe a first-year player.
Sure.
Or someone who's going for the first time, you know, that, because that first impression is huge. But having said that, I know San Jose extremely happy with Cliff's development and how he's doing. So,
are they too happy?
Well, that's the way the NHL bylaws and are structured, that a lot of these teams, if they've drafted a player, once he gets done his junior year, they seem to be signing him, because if a player like Cliff were to come back his senior year and play, he has the opportunity to become a free agent,
right,
and sign with any team. So a lot of these NHL teams are hedging their bet, not wanting, their top players or people who they feel have a chance to play for them to get to that senior year to become a free agent. So they sign him. So that's
we'll
go through that. We'll go through that next year with, obviously, Cliff. And, every year we go through that with a few players.
Sure.
So, but, you know, if he has that good a year again and plays like he does, then that's great. You know, like I said, that's what we're in the business for. I'd like him to stay 4 years and finish their degree and then move on, but I have to be a realistic too.
Sure.
and what happens. So
how about Dane Burks, Coach? A lot of the locals here are just happy and surprised, I guess, that he's stuck around.
Sure.
The way he did and is gutting this out, and
yeah.
And how much can he help this team right away?
Well, I think it says a lot about Dane. He was a player like that. He has other options. You know, all our players do that, can go on and play somewhere else, but he values the education. So he stuck it out, couldn't play all last year, couldn't practice with us the first
half
of the year.
That's the thing that boggles my mind, is how he did that.
The NCAA, well, that's a whole other story. The NCAA, some of the rules, and anyway, and what they're intended to do. But Dane stayed around, got his job done in school, and he's the only defenseman we have coming in. We lose Riley Sweeney, we'll bring Dane in. So, but I thought it was good for Dane. He got stronger, he got healthy. I mean, he looks fantastic. So he's at Pittsburgh camp right now. Expect him to do extremely well. So you just hope that they don't do real, real well at some of these camps. So that's what happened to Jujar the 1 year Carr, and, they signed him. So we're hoping to get through these camps this summer and that all's quiet, but we're excited for Dane and anxious for him to get playing.
Jake Jackson, another name that's been out there for a while as far as recruits for Michigan Tech. I know he's had some injury problems too, but how is he looking?
Yeah, he had some injury trouble there his first year of junior hockey out of high school, so in Des Moines. But this year he went up the BC Junior League and did extremely well, led his team in the playoffs and goals scored and points per game and points. And I thought he had a real good year. So tremendous speed. Going again to the San Jose development camp will be really good for him. They'll pass some things on to him, and we'll stay in sync with San Jose. And I know Pete DeBoer, the new head coach there, very well. So I'll probably call Pete and just say, hey, how are Cliff and how is Jake Jackson? What do you think of him? What's he need to work on? Just so when he gets here, we can start with that right away. But Jake had a real good year last year, stayed healthy for the most part, missed a little bit of time with a slight concussion. But nonetheless, he had a great year out in Nanaimo, BC, and he's going to come in here. And we actually have three freshmen coming in. So originally it looked like it was only going to be two, but we've got another player coming in, so we're excited about that class.
So what are the guys doing right now, Coach, other that aren't at these camps? And are most of these camps done, or are they still going on?
Still, some are still going on. Yeah. I mean, Chicago Blackhawk camp starts July 12th, I know. So most of them try to get them done right after the draft. So the NHL teams go to the draft a little bit through free agency and bang, do the development camp, so they can have a little bit of summer too, because they get started up in September. Sure. So most of the other players, we kept our whole team here, like I said, till I think it was June 22nd, 23rd, somewhere in there. And they completed a 8-week program with Tyler Schlass, their strength and conditioning coach, and took a class, and then they were allowed to just go home and relax a little bit and stay in shape. And they've got that good base form from this spring, but they looked excellent. Like, we did testing at the start of the semester, track A, and then we did testing after, and the improvement was tremendous. And body fat, was all these different things, shuttle run, all these things we test on, bench press, just your raw strength, and really, really happy with that. They look great. They're hungry, so which is fantastic. But some of them are still here. I just ran into Alex Gillies and Mason Blacklock. Here's two kids from British Columbia, and they went home for 10 days after track A, and they're back, and they're going to spend the rest of the summer here. So they're excited. They're going to work out and work our hockey camp here at Michigan Tech and get involved with the kids on the ice. So I think it's tremendous. And I remember back when I played, that's the way it was. And we want to create that again. We want to create that atmosphere and culture where they want to stay here for, maybe the whole summer. We had a few players, but we've got about 10 or 11 around right now, which is tremendous. So that's great. And then some guys have just gone home, like Patan's going to spend the summer at home and relax. And a few guys have stayed around from track A, like Hannah and Gould, and they're going to go down to Blake Kietla's wedding. So just want to say congratulations, yeah, Blake, and good luck. And it's not too late to turn around.
To back out.
No, we wish them well, and I know they're excited. So that'll be fantastic. So best wishes to Blake and his lovely bride this weekend.
What about
soon to be bride?
Yes. What about Tanner too? After the season got over, still another award for Tanner Carroll. Award for Tanner Carroll. And you mentioned him going to a camp last year in Minnesota. How much was Minnesota in the mix at all, or were they at all as far as? Because I know he had like three or four, five people, five different teams.
Yeah, I think when things got right down to the nitty gritty, it came down to two teams. And what happens is you only have so many NHL contracts. I'm not sure it's 50 or 51 or. They've only got so many NHL contracts each team's allowed. Mm-hmm. And let's say it's 50. So, that's counting your NHL team that you currently have. That's counting anybody you have in the minor leagues that maybe be on a two-way contract.
Two-way, okay.
Yeah, that's on a contract. So all of a sudden, when you start looking at 50 NHL contracts, that's not that many.
No.
So part of it gets down to that. And I think, Minnesota, I think, were at that number. So they didn't really have any room, with the guys they drafted and incoming prospects. So Chicago and I think the other team that was real serious were Nashville. And Chicago did a good job. They flew him down to a game and sort of recruited him and mm-hmm. wined him and dined him a little bit. And obviously he chose Chicago and then went down, had a great playoff for them. So I just talked to their Marco Siki, who was the assistant coach in Rockford in the American League. And And you know,
where was he before?
He was at Wisconsin for a long time, yeah. Right, but yeah, he was extremely impressed and pleased with how Tanner did last year. And he says, you know, he thinks he's got a, you know, a good shot down the road to play. So at the highest level. So
will he? I know he's busy this summer too, but will he